longer have the deeds, and as in dreams, the front door waits for me outside, so that everything may start again. I cross hospitality on a slant. Behind the pictures, under the furniture, grows a new roof, and where the hearth glowed, only stills remain. You, he, him, the man with the double bed, pushed away by the room, sent adrift, the living room books crawling behind him, inside a briefcase that gives way, and it's in the bathroom that the tank roars for one last time. I'm speaking of a toilet that swallows us deep into other houses. Tamara Kamensan is, to me, one of the leading contemporary poets in Argentina, and she's a very sharp and incredibly gifted essay writer as well on poetry. She teaches part-time for the University of New York, the Argentine branch, actually, in Buenos Aires. She was invited by the Argentine government to attend the Frankfurt Book Fair in early October, and that's how she managed to fly to London, then travel to Norwich for the reading, the launch, and a poetry workshop that preceded it. And we have a recording, which is brilliant, and we're going to put it on our website of the journal called Forum for Modern Language Studies, which is publishing a special edition in 2011 on contemporary poetry from Europe and the Americas. And they have accepted a paper on reading and translating Alejandra, and not Alejandra, but Tamara Kamensan, sorry. I spent so many years translating Alejandra, that was bound to happen. Anyway, so I'm sure that we'll alert all of the Waterloo Press readers to the website when this recording is available online. I'm going to read the longer poem which closes this collection, called La Alianza in Spanish, and yes, it's an amazing poem, and which I translated as The Binding, because the title is totally untranslatable. Alianza is wedding ring, but it is also an alliance. But I was very much aware of the connotations, the political connotations of alliance in English. There was no way I could use the word for the title, and also in the poem. Yes, I mean, it's got a lot of resonances, but, you know, you just could not keep them in English. So I chose The Binding because it rhymes with ring, and I thought, well, at least I have something there. I use the word bond in the poem because that fits the poem, as you will hopefully see. So yeah, translation is difficult, it's impossible, and yet it is possible. And Tamara herself said this recently in an interview with a literary journalist, Página 12, which is one of the leading newspapers in Argentina. She actually said that she thinks that poetry is translatable, and in fact, it is what actually remains, as it were, passing time. You know, novels, in a way, narratives are forgotten, as it were, but poetry is what people sort of go back to, something along those lines. And she starts the poem with an epigraph by Paul Celan, which was again a problem because she has a Spanish translation here, which means Ascensión hacia la palabra que cobija juntos. And I, of course, checked Michael Hamburger's translation, which was the only one of this poem, called Anabasis, and I couldn't quite use the epigraph as translated, or that section of that stanza of the poem as translated by Hamburger, because I had to use the epigraph later on in the poem, and somehow I couldn't use tent word, which is Michael Hamburger's rendering of Paul Celan's centerpoint, which is beautiful, but it didn't work in the context of the poem. So I came up with rising towards the sheltering word together. So I hope it works in the poem. I kept my father's wedding ring, removed from the... Sorry, let me start again. I kept my father's wedding ring, removed by the nurse in intensive care, his finger finger an edema from the dialysis, retained with effort by my son's growing finger bones, until it slipped and I could look through that privileged circle. What do I see when I see something in the name of gold? I hope displayed in another time, and an awning for two who claimed the desert for themselves, drew a new roof on nothing. What veils the heads of those who wear it is a little cloth that hardly swells, looks like a restless sheet bound to four poles, and it was clear as they looked up, from that night on they sleep below. They are my parents, wedded to have me, and here I have myself amongst the men and women alone, fantasy rings, cheap solitaires, glinting like gold in the dance halls. Not to get mugged, I dash, head straight for the mouth of the metro. Date after date, doors close down, beyond births, beyond weddings, beyond deaths, beyond, beyond. Through impossible bonds and in the wrong lane of anniversaries, family life with me fades in the distance. And what still remains of childhood is that in the half-time of literature closes in. When I wrote my first poem, I had more than enough drives. Giri taught us later that the poem is the drive. And now I'm caught like in a slip of the tongue, two or three plain and simple words. I'll see you, you'll see me nothing. But if you identify my writing, I'll be ashamed before the mirror. Of what if I'm not speaking of myself? Of what if I'm not speaking to you when I write? I hold for you the addiction that binds me to that dialect I learned as a child, said by dragging the monogamy of my kin. What am I ashamed of then, if what still drags me down from the cradle, for good or bad, is nothing but the bond with my father? Mornings he leaves in his office suit, to walk the road of dreams for his daughters. I won't betray the truth of such a drive. Confession is not what drives me. Literature is but another little tent raised in the desert, commemorated like a Jewish union, when the word shelters in its holy law. A new rhythm, an unexpected melody. If I see you for the first time, you'll hook me in the singing, because I know it half rhymes without meaning to with ring, but no meaningfully it rhymes with your ex ring. It's the first time I slip through such a prefix, but not the last. I'm not afraid of becoming engaged to the circular shape, to the mouth of the condom, to the contents that spurt inside. Then I dedicate what words don't say, to whoever doubles of me the expectations of my double bed. I wake up on this mattress. I also take an office, take on an office. I want to fulfill the work of dreams. I'm also driven by a hope. Life is a feast that denies its unions, because we break glasses at weddings to toast to others and not get cut. Later, when no one's left, the poem, slit throat, hangs from my hope, and dies from saying too much. So I turn squatter, strangeness is to be lived in. Not only women write, there are men who hang their ties with tenderness, straighten and trance the picture they hung up, choose a tablecloth that speaks to them, place in the centerpiece a planet of their mothers. And I play child again, picking at their bond, tell myself, if there was a mother, there might be a woman. Let's put to new use our delayed love. Within these four walls, a throw of tarot cards will answer for us in the future. Can I speak of love when I see somebody? You can if he sees you. You can't if he does not. It's that simple. And if he says, see you? What's left is the weight, fantasy time. The time lost in novels, in life recovered time. Is there a discount? Are we getting old? A throw of the dice shall never abolish time. But in the game we play, we bet on a new childhood. If I guess you're blinking, I'll bring you closer to my drives. If flow.